So after 1871, on paper, Germany was in many ways very democratic. It was a multi-party democracy with highly contested elections, and one of the most liberal electoral franchises in the world at the time. Universal male suffrage is introduced in 1871, and is a point of contention throughout the German Empire. But this is a much more liberal electoral franchise than, say, Britain until 1918, really. You get representative bodies at national and regional level. The Reichstag is the national parliament. You have Landtags in the various federal states. You have municipal authorities that often have some measure of electoral say in them. You get political parties. I've already said elections are highly contested and turnout tends to be very high in elections and increases throughout the period. But none of these assemblies was responsible for forming a government. And in practice, Imperial Germany was not a fully parliamentary system. Ministers were appointed by the monarch and not beholden to parliament. They could, you know, if somebody did something absolutely terrible or made a huge mistake, there was no expectation or requirement that a minister would resign. As long as they retained the confidence of the Chancellor and the Emperor, they could continue in post blithely without having to pay much attention to either Parliament or the electorate to a certain extent. And this is true at a national level, a federal level, but it's also true in Prussia and several other of the medium-sized German states. There is, though, within this, a certain amount of regional difference. So in South German states like Baden, Württemberg, Bavaria, suffrage was expanded and made more democratic throughout the 1910s. In other parts of Germany, most notably in Prussia, but also in places like Saxony or Mecklenburg, the franchise was much more restricted and undemocratic for regional and municipal elections. Notoriously, Prussia operates for elections to the Prussian Landtag, what is called, often called, the three-class voting system, where basically what your vote is worth depends on your social position. And roughly speaking, those at the higher end of society, their vote is worth double the vote of someone at the bottom of society, which effectively continues to give control and dominance to the very richest of society within Prussia.